trained to serve. Youth, rightly instructed, will be earnest workers for the Master. Young men and women should be educated for service in the cause of God. The Lord chooses the young because they are strong in body and vigorous in mind, and if the youth are rightly instructed, they will be earnest workers for the Master. God will be the counselor of the young if they put their trust in Him. He will accept them, and exalt them to be co-laborers with Himself, if they will yield themselves in submission to His will. Ministers or older members cannot have one-half the influence over young people as do other youth. Young friends, if you take hold of the work right where you are at the present time, doing what you can, be sure that you will have the help of Jesus. Begin the work by laboring for your companions. Ministers, or church members advanced in years, cannot have one-half the influence over your young associates that you are capable of exerting, and you ought to feel that a responsibility rests upon you to do all you can for their salvation. When young people work for the church, a door is closed against temptation. Why do not the overseers of the church have counsels to devise ways whereby young men and women may be trained to put to use their entrusted talents? Why do not the older members of the church seek to do good, earnest, compassionate work for the children and youth? Many have embraced the truth, and yet they have not been educated as to how they may serve the cause of God, and thereby grow in spiritual muscle and sinew. By employing the faculties of the mind and body of our youth in the service of God, a door is closed against the temptations of the enemy, and Satan has not as favorable an opportunity for training the children and youth for his service.